Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Watch out! Be careful! Danger! Will Robinson, danger, danger, right? Today in our gospel reading, we hear warnings. Whoa, slow down, all the rest of that. Now, they're not curses, those we heard from Jeremiah instead, but there are definite warnings, as what Jesus gives us today is a second set of Beatitudes. Now, many of us know that first set of Beatitudes from Matthew 5. Where at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks about God's blessings and the fact that those blessings are on the poor in spirit. Those blessings are with the peacemakers. Those blessings are for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. In those Beatitudes, Jesus is making the point that even though the world will find people who mourn to be losers, God blesses them. God blesses them with comfort and His presence. God blesses them with strength and peace. Jesus reminds us that there are times when being on top of the world doesn't necessarily mean that you are also filled with blessings from God. Now you see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and many of the religious leaders of his time, they were convinced that wealth and health were signs of blessings. And that's what they taught. And even to this day, there are many who believe that struggles and difficulties are proof of God's displeasure. And so in today's gospel from Luke, we have another set of Beatitudes, another set of proclamations about God's blessings. Now, this set of Beatitudes is spoken by Jesus, not in the Sermon on the Mount, but you see, New Testament scholars cleverly call it the Sermon on the Plain because it is in a flat place. So Jesus is there in central Ohio on a flat place, right? Surrounded by his disciples and by crowds from all over the countryside. A great multitude, it says. Now, this was a different group from the ones who were up on the mount. Now, I'm sure that there were some of them the same, but it was a different group. So Jesus knew that the message he gave there on the mount is still important. The message that these people needed here on the plain was still pertinent. And the message that Jesus gives to all of us is still necessary. As Jesus teaches this set of Beatitudes, it seems that he turns things up a notch. Because it isn't just talking about those who are poor in spirit or hungering after righteousness. Today, Jesus tells the crowd, blessed are you who are poor. Now again, this flies in the face of the popular understanding that if you're wealthy, that's evidence of God's favor with you. And if you're poor, that is equally evidence of God's punishment. Jesus says something completely different. Here, like in Matthew, Jesus is saying that when the world would judge you as lacking, or guilty, the blessings of God are still yours. If you are poor, God is with you with patience and comfort, with strength and hope. The same is true if you are hungry or weeping. But the same is also true if you are rich and full and laughing. Because the blessings of God pour down on all alike. It may not always feel like that is true, but it is, and Jesus wants us to see that and know that. Here, Jesus is trying to encourage the poor, the hungry, those who mourn. But Jesus is also teaching the rest of the crowd, teaching all of us, that God is present in our suffering. God is present in our low moments and in our struggles. God doesn't give us those struggles as much as God stands by us through it all. Jesus is also trying to show us, all of that crowd around him, that they should not judge against their neighbor, but instead try to help them, try to bring them relief, which then leads to the warnings in Luke's Beatitudes. See, because in Luke, Jesus has a second set of comments, a second set of statements. Like in Matthew, we begin with the blessings. But then Jesus moves to a warning. Woe to you who are rich or full or laughing. Now, these are not curses. Woe is Jesus saying, slow down, watch out, danger, Will Robinson. It's beckoning us all to be careful. You see, Jesus understands that it is really easy to judge others and think well of ourselves. When we are in need, we know that we can turn to God in prayer, and we should. It's just that when things are going well, it's equally easy to chalk all of that up to our efforts, our intelligence, and our skill. Thus, Jesus' warning. Jesus wants us to understand, like Paul was teaching us a few weeks ago in a reading from Corinthians, that all gifts are from God. If we are happy or full, or if we have enough and maybe even a little more, it's not for us to put on a shelf or lock up somewhere. It is for the common good. All that we have comes as fuel for, or our tools for, caring for our neighbor. When we see someone who is mourning or hungry or poor, we can actually be the presence of God's love as we reach out and care for them, as we try to bring relief and peace and hope for tomorrow. This is why Jesus is warning us all. Too often we get caught up in the world's game of whoever dies with the most stuff wins. Now we know that that isn't true. And we know that that is a game where there are no real winners. But we're still tempted to play that game. And we see all sorts of people playing that game, from professional athletes to billionaires to the guy down the road who has a brand new car every year. Now, Jesus isn't saying that those people are wrong or bad or awful. All blessings are blessings. What Jesus is warning us about is when we think that all of those blessings are just for us, they're only for us, or that they originated with us. Jesus talks a lot about wealth in his ministry. And what he wants is for everyone to share as they are able. If you have more, then you can give more. And that's true whether it's money or empathy or patience for listening, more capacity to care. It is all given so that we can share it with one another and the world. In these Beatitudes from Luke, Jesus is still teaching about the blessings of God coming to all people, especially the ones that the world thinks are cursed. Throughout the rest of Jesus' ministry, his teaching and his healing, his feeding people, his suffering and death, they are all meant to show that God is with us in our struggles, in our suffering, and that God is even with us in our pain. Too often, the world denies that truth. And what Jesus shows us, we Lutherans have called the theology of the cross. It's where we know that we have been called to care and help as we are able. We are called to share whatever blessings we can, from our time to our talents to our treasures. This way, in that sharing, we become the presence and the blessing of God for our neighbors. We get to bring the kingdom of God to life for the world around us, and that is exciting. So watch out. Be careful. Danger, Will Robinson. All of these are wake-up calls for us to see the people around us as people, to help and to care, love and comfort as we are able. That is what it means to follow Jesus. That is what it means to be a child of God. Amen.